This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
You think you know, but you have no idea.
No idea.
This is the true story of Vanderpump Rules season 11. Is that the right thing?
Yeah, it was like Real World, right?
I think it was it E! True Hollywood Story?
Maybe it was E! True Hollywood Story. Yeah, maybe it was E! True Hollywood Story.
You think you know, but you have no idea.
Welcome back to Bravo Breaking News with Kim and Lisa.
Guys, the much-anticipated Vanderpump Rules reunion trailer for this season has just dropped, and we have thoughts.
I have a lot of theories about what is about to go down and what this trailer didn't actually show us.
That's right. We are going to get into it all, but before we do, make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss any Bravo breaking news.
Okay, so the trailer starts off, and we see Andy and LVP in the trailer. Yes, they're in the trailer. In the reunion trailer, talk
so meta.
Very meta.
Did you see the last episodes of the show?
I haven't seen the final piece of the last episode.
We're going to all watch it together.
You know, we talked about this a little bit on our last recap, Lisa. They mention how, you know, they are actually going to show part of the season finale of Vanderpump Rules live on the reunion stage.
We wanted you to watch this ending together and then get your real-time reactions.
This is a piece that the cast has not seen yet. And my first question for you is, do you think that we are going to see it during the finale? Or is this going to be some new footage that is shown to everybody, including us, during part three of the reunion?
Ooh, that is such a good question. I don't know. It could go either way. I feel like if they show it to us during the finale, then it must have been like a, you know, next day or 2 hours later or something. Like they finished the cut and then this is going to be additional. Because obviously something happens that is pretty groundbreaking, or it's going to shake things up where they wanted to save it and hold on to it and be like, we don't want to give them time to react and like, or we don't want to give them time to sit with this. We want those raw, real reactions right away. What do you think?
Yeah, so I have a theory about what happens. And I know you remember last season's reunion. I mean, they were teasing that part three, you know, bombshell over and over. They were like, the last 5 minutes, you know, like we were like waiting with bated breath. What is it going to be? What is it going to be? It was Raquel sitting in a confessional chair telling us things that we already knew. And I have a theory that kind of goes along with that a little bit. You know, we know that they're at this party during the finale in San Francisco. You know, Lala yells the, you know, I've never seen somebody get cheated on and suddenly become God. And like a lot of people think that this is going to be Ariana's first time seeing this. However, we saw that piece in the Vanderpump Rules trailer when the season launched. So that is not going to be a surprise to anybody. But what I think we see is a confessional from Tom Sandoval. And I think that this is the peak of his redemption arc that they're trying to shove down our throats. I think we're going to see Tom Sandoval finally sitting in the confessional chair, taking accountability for everything and apologizing to Ariana. Because we see at this point in the show, he's kind of ready to go talk to her, ready to have a conversation. Sheena is encouraging him. But I think at the finale party, she does not allow that to happen. I think
it seems like, yeah, it seems like she just, you know, walks away as soon as he tries to approach her, which is not surprising.
Exactly. So I think that because that didn't happen, they sat Tom down and he gives us like a monologue. He opens his heart up. He tells us, you know, what he really feels. He apologizes to Ariana. I don't know. That's my theory. What do you think?
No, I think that's actually a really good theory. And it aligns with everything that we're seeing, because we just saw Sheena talking to Tom, telling him what he needs to say. And he seemed to be taking that in. And so if he's trying to get that, you know, communicated to her at the party and she's not having it, they might have said, all right, Tom, well, she didn't want to hear it from you right away. Why don't you sit down and tell the camera so that she can hear it eventually? So I think that makes a lot of sense.
I do too. But, you know, then we get this whole moment with Ariana and Tom. Why don't you break that down?
You knew me, Ariana. I know.
I just want you away from me.
Listen, I don't think anything he says at this point is going to change her mind. You know, I don't think he could say anything in that confessional or on the stage that's going to make her flip and be like, okay, you know what? Let's be friends. Like, let's, you know, we spent a lot of time together. Like, we can be amicable about this and move on. That's just not the type of breakup that this is. This was such a tumultuous situation, and there was so much betrayal behind it that some things you just can't come back from. And it is what it is. So, yeah, we get this moment where, you know, we see Ariana crying and she's saying, it really hurt my feelings. Now, I actually think this is going to be about Lala, because we also know that shit goes down between Ariana and Lala at the reunion and that they're no longer friends or speaking. And so, and Lala has said, you know, it felt like I just unleashed and like a whole weight was lifted off my shoulders and I just let go of everything that I had been carrying and wanting to say. And I think she has had a little bit of resentment about Ariana's success and how this breakup has lifted her up. And so I think she's kind of going to let it fly. And I think Ariana's feelings are going to be hurt about some of the things that she saw Lala say during the season. We also get Tom saying, like, I think you know me well enough to know that that wasn't acting, which would go with your theory of, you know, is this him actually apologizing to her? And, you know, we all know that Tom at one point was trying to make it as an actor. Didn't quite happen. So, but she says, no, I don't know you well enough to know that that wasn't acting. And I think that's a fair statement, too. You know, he has proven time and time again that he can be whoever he thinks people want him to be in that moment.
Totally. Yeah, this is definitely kind of what made me think that we are definitely getting something from Tom, some sort of apology. And Ariana's not buying it. And to be fair, I wouldn't either at this point. Like, oh, it's just, you know, it will be good to see him take some accountability. But at the end of the day, I'm not really sure his words mean anything. We need to see actions, and we haven't really seen that from him. So I don't know, but that'll come in part three, which we're still like 3 weeks away from. But, you know, we kind of like go back in time and, you know, we're not seeing a lot of stuff on stage. We're seeing a lot of stuff backstage with the group.
Reunion day again.
I know, man. I'm having PTSD flashbacks.
We see everybody arriving. The moment that stood out to me, though, was between Lala and Ariana. They seem to be in the same dressing room, and you know, Lala kind of stops Ariana as they're walking out, and she says something like, you know, when we get out there.
We get out there.
With the punching and the eyes, like, it's almost like, get ready, bitch, because I'm coming after you. It's almost like she's warning Ariana. Like, I didn't know what to make of that. What did you
think? I took that totally differently. I took it as, I got you, girl. I got your back. I see you. That's how I took it. And then I think something happens out there where the tide turns and Lala just kind of says, you know what, forget it.
I mean, but let's be real. Lala hasn't had Ariana's back at all this season. Like, I mean, to her face maybe, but in the confessionals, no way. So I don't know. That seemed weird to me. But what was the punching for? Was she?
I think it was like
Ariana.
Yes, I think it was, you know, like, let's get ready to take him down. Because last reunion, Lala went so hard on behalf of Ariana. You know, she annihilated Tom and Schwartz and Raquel, and she was like, she was Ariana's, you know, fighter out there. And I think this time it was sort of that same mentality of like, all right, you know, you and me, like, we got this. I got you. Like, I'm here for you. Let's knock them out. So that's how I took it. But I don't know. We'll see. I'm curious to see what you guys thought of that moment.
Yeah, let us know in the comments. Do you agree with our theories? Disagree? Please let us know. So that brings us to Joe and Katie.
I never felt ganged up on actually by anybody except for you, Katie.
I was dealing with a lot of shit.
It's no excuse.
I mean, in case you guys didn't see, yes, Joe is at the reunion. She does come out. And it seems like she kind of has something going on with Katie.
Yeah, I mean, we hear her saying, the only time I really felt ganged up on was by you, Katie. And they cut to Katie saying, you know, I had a lot going on at the time. So I don't know if Katie chooses to soften her stance a little bit and maybe say, you know, I probably went too far. Like, that was immature what I did. But we also see Joe start crying. And, you know, is this over the Katie situation? Is this over the Schwartz situation? Like, what's making Joe cry? And then we see Sheena kind of comforting her, which I thought was really interesting because they haven't really had much interaction at all this season. So maybe it was just, you know, oh, Sheena's just happened to be the one sitting next to her. And when a person is upset, you know, just want to console them. Or like, have they sort of become a little bit closer? I don't know yet.
I know. I am totally flip-flopping on Joe. I don't know whether to feel sorry for her or not. You know, like the way Schwartz has strung her along is obviously not great. But, you know, she did kind of start sleeping with Schwartz not too long after he got divorced from Katie and was complicit in the Scandoval affair. So I don't know. We'll see if the reunion redeems her for me. But at this moment, it's hard for me to feel sorry for her. I don't know. But then, okay, we get this moment between Sandoval and James.
I'm keeping my mouth shut about things that I've heard.
Shut the up, Sandoval. You haven't heard
Now, we know last reunion, James was going in on Sandoval. I mean, we got the iconic lines, worm with a mustache and poo-poo heads, I mean, which will be forever a part of the Bravo world.
So good.
I hope we get some more one-liners from James. We did not get them in the trailer. But Sandoval says something that I have a theory about as well. And he says something about, I am keeping my mouth shut about some of the things he's heard. And James is immediately like, shut the fuck up. You haven't heard anything. And I have a feeling that this is about some of the abuse allegations that have come out about James, because I think that those were kind of swirling in the news right around the time that they filmed the reunion. So it was kind of fresh. They were coming out. The whole thing with two T's in a pod, Tamara and Teddy came out, talked about the issues, you know, in some Sprinter van with him and Allie. I don't know. That's my theory about that. Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it would make sense if Raquel had been confiding in Tom Sandoval that she would, you know, discuss certain situations that had happened when she was with James. You know, she claims he kicked the dog at one point, which, if true, absolutely disgusting. But, like, he just seems to love that dog so much. But we also know James has such a temper, and if he had been drinking, maybe, you know, he was not himself. But, like, for me, there's a lot of smoke around that fire. And so I don't know. But I think that's exactly what Tom's talking about. And I think James wants to shut it down right away. So I'm curious to see what, if anything, comes out. But I feel like overall, the trailer didn't really give us that much. Like, it was very much a teaser. It wasn't, you know, oh, here's this iconic moment that I'm looking forward to. It was like a, you know, a code that we're trying to now decipher and put piece together and predict what's going to happen.
I know. I think that we all still have such high standards from last season. You know what I mean? I mean, last season's reunion is probably something that no other reunion is going to top. Just the, you know, animosity and the anger and the drama that unfolded during that.
My cards.
Oh my gosh. So iconic. So I don't know. I don't think this is going to top that. you know, we've heard people talk about how, you know, last year's was very full of like rage and anger, and this one is very like deep and emotional. So, you know, I don't know. I think that, you know, things are definitely going to go down between Lala and Ariana. I think that Tom and Ariana might actually have a little bit of a face-to-face conversation this time, you know, because last time she wouldn't even make eye contact with him. And while she still doesn't want anything to do with him, I do feel like, you know, they're at least talking in one of the scenes or, you know, to each other, even if she's not looking at him. So I don't know. I think it's going to be really emotional. I think enough time has passed where both of them can kind of, you know, they're out of the anger stage and into, you know, another, you know, stage of grief. So it's going to be interesting. It's definitely going to be interesting.
Now, one last thing is we get Lisa saying you should have walked out the door, and sometimes it's okay to walk away.
Sometimes it's okay to walk away.
Who is she talking to and what is she talking about?
Well, I think that that piggybacks off of Sheena saying you should have walked out the door.
You should have walked out the f-ing door.
I think Sheena's the one that says you should have walked out the door to Tom Sandoval. And then he goes,
but that's the thing is that I...
There's no but, Tom. That sentence was over.
So I think that LVP is kind of maybe, please God, not sticking up for Sandoval, telling him what he did wrong and putting him in his place. Because at the end of the day, he's given us excuse after excuse as to why he didn't just, you know, quit the relationship with Ariana when he should have just left. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see him maybe take some accountability. I don't know. But yeah, any final thoughts before we have the finale coming up? I mean, the season is already over. Any final thoughts before we watch the finale?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it looks like we're not going to get a repeat of last year's reunion, and I'm okay with that. That was a lot. There was so much happening. There was so much like high emotions, rage. It was a lot of screaming. So if we can have any sort of productive conversation, I am here for it. And yeah, I'm excited to see what this finale episode is like and if they show us anything that, you know, we don't already know, because that's always the best when you think you know what's going to happen and then they show you something that surprises you.
You think you know, but you have no idea.
No idea.
This is the true story of Vanderpump Rules season 11. So is that the right thing? Is that the right show?
Yeah, it was like Real World, right?
I think it was it? I don't know. E True Hollywood Story? I don't
know. Oh, maybe it was E True Hollywood Story. Yeah, okay. Maybe it was E True Hollywood Story.
Okay. All right. Something like that. Anyway, guys, so we will be here to cover the finale and all three parts of the reunion. Let us know what you guys think of our theories in the comments. Do you have theories of your own? Drop them in the comments and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any more Bravo breaking news.
See everyone next time.